And one of the things that she told me, and she didn't know exactly when the shooting started, but she said her recollection was that there were bullets coming through the windshield before LaVoy even exited the vehicle. And there, she said there was no question in her mind as a result of that. He was getting out of the vehicle to try to draw the gunfire away from the truck, away from the other occupants. And we've all been amazed at how quickly he exited the vehicle. I mean, he was out of there quickly. Like you said, it couldn't have been easy in the deep snow.
Mm-hmm.
But he got out and was moving away. And then, so then becomes the question, because we have no audio, and so that becomes basically the missing link. When were the first shots fired? And, of course, what it's going to take to match audio on the ground versus video from the air, I don't know. But I think that there will be a way eventually to kind of match those up fairly closely, because I think that's really important to know, because there's no question he had his hands in the air. Now, it's true, and both Victoria Sharp and Shauna Cox would both say he was saying things like, you know, if you're going to shoot me, just do it. If you're going to shoot me, just do it, with his hands in the air. But again, that's not suicide by cop. Suicide by cop is if you do something that they can in any way, shape, or form construe to be a threat to their safety or someone else's safety. And just because someone like LaVoy Finicum is saying something like that is not any kind of a threat to their safety. So
right.
Just because he says do it doesn't mean that that's justification.